Welcome to Into Bloom, the podcast about everything going on at Bloom Baptist Church, where we exist to love God, grow together, and serve others. Whether you're a longtime member or interested in visiting for the first time, this is the place to learn everything about Bloom Baptist. Join our host Tyler Zweidorf and producer Jules Schieferstein as they interview leaders and members from Bloom and explore the different ministries of the church and what it means to be a part of Bloom Baptist. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome back to the Into Bloom podcast. I am Tyler Zweidorf, your host. Sitting across from me is our fearless producer, but also our wonderful guest today on this episode. As we begin to talk about Red Circle, he is the worship pastor of this body of believers, a good friend, and most importantly, my muse, Jules Miles Schieferstein.
Hello. This is not the first time I've worn such a multiplicity of hats. I was once at a wedding and I officiated, was best man, and I sang.
To use another sports ball reference that you won't get, that's like the hat. That's like the hat trick at a. That is the hat trick of working at a wedding. Is you've got three things you had.
Well,
to
I know
do
what
at a
I know what hat trick means. That's not necessarily a sports ball.
It's
reference.
A sports ball reference.
For those that don't know, Tyler is a sports nut. And I'm a sports nut.
I keep trying to convince him to add like a little ticker counter whenever we're together on the podcast of like a specific ding sound whenever there's a sports ball reference. And we'll just keep counting them throughout the course of the show.
Ask me to add? I'll add it in post.
Yeah.
It already happens. It happened twice now.
Anyways, with all that going on, we're here to talk about Red Circle. And really, as we came to the agreement in the pre-show, Red Circle is really just Jules' job for the most part. So, Jules, what is the Red Circle?
All right, so Red Circle is the red circle in our logo, in case you didn't know, that is pointing up, and it stands for the worship God or love God section of our mission statement, which is love God, grow together, and serve others. So the love God part is mostly, you know, what we do on Sunday mornings. It is our worship services where we sing together, we hear the word, which is obviously more Mike's job than mine, but it is my job to kind of organize those services, plan those services, add different elements to those services throughout the year, coordinate with other ministries when they do a Sunday morning, like the children's choir. Which I'm not usually directly in charge of, but I coordinate the people that are in charge of it, and give them the floor on those Sunday mornings. I do lots of other things behind the scenes too that people probably don't know, but that's not necessarily directly related to Red Circle. But that is the primary purpose of my job here. And then obviously the biggest chunk of that is organizing our praise and worship teams. Tyler is on our praise band, which goes through cycles of different people being involved. And right now, if you are in Bloom Baptist or are you looking to come to Bloom Baptist, I would love someone who is good in percussion of any kind, because I have a box you could hit or a drum kit to set you up on. But we're always looking for that. We're always looking for more people to get involved. I know they're out there somewhere, but it's always the convincing people to get past the stage fright sort of thing. And one of the, I think, best ways to get people into that and kind of on-road them, and it has worked with a few people so far, Terry Weisenberger being one of them, is the Bloom Baptist Choir, which doesn't require an audition, doesn't require you to do anything. You don't even have to sound good or have ever had any experience singing before. It is open for people that want to come up there and sing and make good music. We've done a lot of really cool events the past couple of years. 2 years ago, we did Andrew Peterson's entire album of Behold the Lamb of God for our Christmas program. We did our own custom Christmas program just this last Christmas again, and all of that was given great feedback from the congregation. And right now, we are, at least at the time of recording, we are prepping for Easter and Good Friday. I'm really excited for those. Those are always kind of our big touchstone moments. I kind of look at it as like the school year. We have like finals at the end of the fall semester, which is our Christmas program, and finals at the end of spring, although it's kind of more in the middle of spring this year with Easter. And, you know, just some other events as they come to my mind as I can work with other people. But that is kind of a large crux of a Red Circle.
Yeah, absolutely. If you are talented and have gifts that you would like to serve God with in any capacity when it comes to music, please seek out Jules or seek out one of us who are also on the praise team. We'd love to get you set up with some sort of audition, or if you want to get involved with choir, we'd love to have you. The more, the merrier. The more voices, the better. As we lift up praise to the Lord for everything that he has done for us. Also encompassed within our red circle is not just the worship, but it's also our sermons and whatnot. And obviously Mike does a majority of our sermons and services, but maybe you can kind of give a little touchstone of what does a typical service look like at Bloom Baptist?
Yeah, a typical service at Bloom Baptist, even though we are a Southern Baptist congregation and therefore not really liturgical, we've kind of fallen into our own sort of weekly liturgy that we do. We usually start off with more of a upbeat song. I like to get people's attention because people are usually, even at 10:45 and there's a big countdown on the screen, even when it hits zero, people are usually chatting with one another and spending time with one another and not necessarily looking at the stage yet, which is fine. So we usually try and do something a little bit peppier, just get people's attention, get people started, and get people's heads and hearts ready for the rest of the worship service and engaging with the Word, both through their singing and through hearing Mike preach. But yeah, we'll usually do like a 4-song set. Announcements will be in there somewhere, depending on how I'm feeling about the set list. It is usually after 1 song, but sometimes, like this morning, I put it after 2. If I feel really crazy, I like to stick it after all 4 just to throw people off. Or, you know, Scott forgets to send me them and we don't have any announcements and then people have to listen to me ramble, which is
the funniest
always. Version. Yeah. You say funniest, but I crack so many jokes and I just get these deadpan stares. So
it's because all of Jules's jokes, as his desk
are wonderful.
Says, well, as his desk placard says, they're all dad jokes. So,
and I'm not even a dad yet.
So there you go.
Yeah, so that's kind of how our services start off. And then Mike or whoever else is preaching that morning, sometimes Tyler's preached. I've preached Adam Christ, one of our deacons, has preached a few times. Our youth pastor, Bobby, who you'll meet next week, he'll preach rather somewhat infrequently throughout the year, but yeah, it's primarily Mike, but we've got a good stable, I think, of men that are qualified and able to contribute to the church in that way, and that's always great to see. And then we always end it with a call to respond to what you have heard this morning. One thing that I really love about this church is Pastor Mike or whoever's preaching really will end every service with a presentation of the gospel and of our need for Christ Jesus and salvation and repentance of our sins. I get to be a really special part of that, where we all sing a song together, just kind of acknowledging that at the end of every service. And that's honestly one of my favorite things to do every week, and as part of my job is to be part of that and to just be able to facilitate people coming up to make a decision for Christ or just to pray with Pastor Mike or Bobby. Yeah, that's always a really, really good moment. Another aspect I just thought of when it comes to Red Circle that I need to mention is our sound team. All of this would not be possible if it were not for our sound team. That's mostly facilitated by Scott Saunders on a volunteer basis. He's a really good friend, working back there in the sound room and making sure the lyrics are on the screen and that our live stream is going out on Facebook, and it's a lot of stuff to be going on. And I've been back there, and I get, when you're just sitting in the pews, or well, not pews, but chairs, and you're just participating in the service, it seems like it should be the simplest thing in the world. But you have to really be paying attention and be on top of things. And it's basically another member of our band at that point. And there's just, I'm really grateful for those people, so I want to make sure that they got a shout-out while we were talking about all this. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Always good to get a shout-out to the people who make it all happen. And that's definitely those guys. They're probably 10 times more important than me strumming on that guitar.
They're fantastic. Neither one of us would sound any good if we're not for Scott Saunders on the soundboard.
Another thing I want to mention And I don't necessarily know this is a official part of our Red Circle, but something that I've come to enjoy is we've had these periodic prayer and worship meetings with some of our churches in the area and just in the Lithopolis area. Most specifically, our Methodist church brothers down the street. Sometimes at their place, sometimes at our place, but we just, as a community, come together and we bring praise and worship to God. We pray together and lift those prayers up to Him, and I just think that's a really cool thing we do, and something that really, truly falls, I think, within the purview of what Red Circle does and how we coordinate those things. So, any last thoughts on Red Circle? Any parting wisdom or maybe a parting plea for more hands in the harvest?
There's always a parting plea for more hands. Again, like I said, we have a blast in choir. It's always great to be sitting in there and everyone takes the mickey out of you. It's a very loving and sarcastic group.
Sarcasm is a special love
language. Yeah, it is. It is the love language of this church. So if you're not familiar with Bloom, you should know that now. I do remember my wife first got here. It was very shocking to her because she comes from a very straight-laced and serious family. And then she's like, do people just like not like me? Are they like mad at me? I'm like, no, Casey, this is proof that they do like you.
This is how we let you know we love you.
This is, they're teasing you because they love you. But no, like, and choir is just that, but like cranked up to an 11 because I feel like we've got the most sarcastic people in the church involved in that. So that's always a blast. I love getting to do what I do, which is just being able to be creative all year. And, and there's drier seasons where it's a little harder to be creative, but just be creative in the ways in which we worship and express our praise and God's glory. My favorite event probably all year is usually putting together a Christmas program. We've been starting to do that with the children's choir combined with the adult choir, and that's always just a really special time, and it's always great to see that come together. And just the opportunity to take a whole Sunday and just basically craft a sermon but out of songs is just a really special privilege for me. Another event that we kind of started doing last year was like an end of summer kind of concert that we're going to be doing outdoors, and because of our 50th anniversary this year, we're not going to be doing that this summer, but we will be doing another one like that next year. And I'm really excited for that because, like Tyler just mentioned, I'm going to try and make it a collaborative effort with a few other people from other churches. And that's always great. Just get a lot of those people in there and to have that creative community. It's the most exciting part about most creative processes, just getting together with other people and be like, oh, you had that idea too, or I would have never thought of that. And just seeing how God has gifted and talented so many different people, and seeing His body work together like that to again, like music, to put it all together in harmony, to worship Him through that. And yeah, music's obviously kind of my big thing, but like I said, I do some other stuff behind the scenes, but music's the biggest and probably most enjoyable part of all of it. So.
Alrighty, well, thank you all for listening to our breakdown of Red Circle, and we pray that you would consider becoming part of that team and giving your gifts and talents to the Lord and being able to serve Him in that way. I am Tyler Zweidorf, and for Jules Miles Schieferstein, this has been the Into Bloom Podcast.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Into Bloom. If you'd like to find out more about Bloom Baptist Church, you can visit our website at bloombaptist.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. You can join for in-person services at 10:45 a.m. or join us via our live stream on Facebook around 11 a.m. every Sunday. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for Into Bloom on wherever you listen to podcasts. And join us next time when new episodes go live every 2 weeks on Thursdays.